Are you from the Star Wars universe?
Yes.
Were you in the original trilogy?
Yes.
Is there a picture of you in my wallet wearing a metal bikini?
God, I hope not. No, I'm not Princess Leia.
Okay, my turn. Are you in all 6 Star Wars movies?
Yes.
Interesting. Are you a droid?
Yes.
Do you kind of look like a shiny Sheldon?
Yes.
C-3PO.
You got it.
That's preposterous. I do not resemble C-3PO. Don't get me wrong. I'm flattered. I just don't see it.
Leslie Winkle, you've reached Friends with Benefits. For a booty call, press 1 now.
What exactly does that expression mean, Friends with Benefits? Does he provide her with health insurance?
No. Imagine you maintained a friendship with someone you had sex with, but you were free to date whoever you wanted.
I'm sorry, I can't imagine any of that. All right, back to the game. I believe it's my turn. You may begin your questions whenever you're ready.
Are you Spock?
I don't like this game.
So, where are we?
Aren't you leaving for your booty call?
No, it was something else. Why does everything have to be about sex with you? Come on.
Whose turn is it?
We're up to you.
Great, just start.
Okay, let's see. Are you from a TV series?
She dumped me!
I bet he's someone from Babylon 5. We're never gonna get him.
What happened with Leslie? Why did she dump you?
I don't know. She just said, Howard, Mama's a Rolling Stone. And her call waiting beeped and she was gone.
I don't understand. If you were in a non-emotional relationship, then why are you having what appears to be an emotional response?
Sheldon, you obviously had feelings for her.
Of course I had feelings for her. I saw her naked, for God's sake.
Okay, look, you just need to get your mind off it. Do you want to go to the comic book store? Maybe go see a movie?
I don't want to go anywhere.
You know, I'm given to understand that there's an entire city in Nevada designed specifically to help people like Howard forget their problems. They can replace them with new problems, such as alcoholism, gambling addiction, and sexually transmitted diseases.
Is it me, or was that Sheldon's way of saying, Vegas, baby?
I've never been there, have you?
Me? No, I just got Vegas, baby, from Vince Vaughn and Swingers.
That could be fun. I know my weekend's wide open now that...
Okay, let's do this. Let's go to Las Vegas.
Now? Right now?
Why not? People do things right now all the time. Why can't we be right now people too? Go home, pack a bag, and we'll be right now people. I mean, I have to stop at the drugstore to refill a prescription, but after that, we'll go right now.
What do you say, Howard?
I say, Vegas, baby.
What are you going to tell your mother?
SeaWorld, baby.
Hey, Sheldon, are you coming?
I'd rather have a blowfly lay eggs and hatch larvae in my auditory canal.
Great, we'll bring you back a t-shirt.
Thank you. Hello, neighbor.
Hello, Sheldon.
How are you this fine evening?
Great.
Good. I'm glad.
Really? Are you drunk?
I'm just in a good mood. While my compatriots are in Las Vegas, I will be enjoying a blissful evening in my personal fortress of solitude.
That's Superman's big ice thingy, right?
You know, I'm in such a good mood. I'm actually finding your tenuous grasp of the English language folksy and charming today.
What smells so good?
That is the intoxicating aroma of Kadai paneer, a perfect culinary representation of the freedom this evening holds. Not only is it Indian cuisine, which Kutrapali loathes, it contains a generous helping of peanuts, which will reduce Wallowitz to a wheezing 97-pound blister. And finally, Its main ingredient is paneer, a farmer's cheese that would cause Leonard to render any room uninhabitable within minutes.
Yum. Well, enjoy your big evening.
Penny, I realize you're also on your own tonight, so if at some point you find yourself with nothing to do, please do not disturb me.
Have fun, Sheldon.
Oh, I shall.
Superman, locked out of your big ice thingy?
Look at this. Mouthwash, lotion, body wash, shampoo, and conditioner together in one tiny bottle. I love Las Vegas.
Howard, can I borrow some aftershave?
A black case, top compartment. First row are your musks, second is woods, leathers, and botanicals, third is assorted pheromones. Tread lightly.
That's the spirit, Howard. Yes, we can.
Come on, let's go.
You guys go ahead, I just have to finish up an email.
That's not an email. That's Leslie's Facebook page.
Okay, fine. I'm checking her Facebook page. Look at her status update. She's saying she dumped me. People need to know I dumped her.
But she did dump you.
Well, off, Raj. There's no place for truth on the internet. Just go. I'll catch up with you.
All right. Oh, we should have a plan in case one of us gets lucky.
Okay, if I get lucky, I'll take her to my stately manor outside Gotham City, and if you get lucky, I'll sleep on the moon.
Sounds like a plan.
Hang on, I think the emergency key is around here somewhere.
We have a bowl. Our keys go in a bowl. You should get a bowl.
So, how did the beautiful mind of Sheldon Cooper forget his key in the first place?
I left them in the bowl.
Uh-oh. I just remembered where the emergency key is.
Where?
In your apartment.
What's it doing in my apartment?
Well, I went in there a few weeks ago and you guys were home and I forgot it there.
You went in my... What are you saying?
It's not a big deal. I was making coffee and I ran out of milk.
You're the milk thief!
Leonard said I was crazy, but I knew that carton felt lighter.
Let's just calm down. I will call the building manager. He'll come open your door. You just eat your dinner here while you're waiting.
Eat my dinner in your apartment?
Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not? And after the sun's down, we can all pile in my pickup and go skinny dipping down at the creek. Because today's the day to stop making sense.
Thanks. I'm telling you, Leonard. Video slots, free drinks brought to us by a bosomy barmaid, and all-you-can-eat shrimp for $3.95. Disneyland can suck it. This is the real happiest place on earth.
Dude, check it out! That's laundry for a month!
Hi.